Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you folks know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, all opportunities once again to download and listen to our featured guest. We have a fantastic young man on the program this evening. He hails from Kentucky, began his career. Not only did he begin his career at the JUCO level, but he began his career as a wide receiver, more than making the switch to the DB. And that's what you folks know him best as, is the standout Kentucky Wildcats defensive back, Brandon Echols. Brandon, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Everything's been good. It's been real smooth. You know, I'm enjoying my time, training, getting ready for the draft.
Fair enough. And you're down in Florida. You're training in Bomarito's Performance. Pete Bomarito, one of the finest in the business, his facility, his trainers. What's it like since you've arrived there, and how much have you seen a transformation of your body?
It's been real excellent. Like everything that you know, that he's been preparing me for mentally and physically, like you can really tell that it's showing up just by my body appearance, you know, because like I'm on like a strict diet where like I'm in just straight lean meat and gaining weight and, you know, gaining more muscle and speed as well in the process.
That's excellent. And for you growing up, I was kind of like going way back when, will you always be better athlete, the guy that was on the field, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, scoring touchdown after touchdown?
Yeah, I was usually I was always that person that, you know, that would never leave the field. So I was like mostly playing almost every snap in the game, especially in high school. JUCO, you know, I didn't come out the field at all playing DB. But, you know, I didn't really play offense in JUCO because, you know, my transformation over to defensive back.
Yeah, and I can't wait to get into that. So, I mean, high school, did you play predominantly wide receiver?
Yes, I played predominantly wide receiver. And my senior year of high school, that's when I got moved to quarterback because we fell short of quarterback. And, yeah, so I finished my season as a quarterback in my senior year of high school.
Wow. So then you go to JUCO. How did you kind of get overlooked? I'm curious. I mean, because you arrive at the SEC after a standout JUCO career.
I got overlooked in high school. You know, it's just the place, you know, with it being Mississippi, you know, I feel like people don't really give Mississippi athletes the recognition they need. And then on top of that, I had bad grades, so I wasn't really helping myself out as much. You know, having bad grades, and then on top of that, being from Mississippi and going to JUCO, you know, that's when I really sat down and told myself I needed to, you know, get my grades right. And then that's when I assumed the lady got moved to DB and had to focus on both, you know, working on my craft for DB and, you know, focusing on school. But it all turned out, you know, good, put me in a good position to go to University of Kentucky.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I'm curious, and I don't know your statistics, Brandon, so I apologize, but having that quarterback background, when you got to Kentucky, were you ever joking around with Coach Mark Stoops that you needed a trick play where you could throw the football?
I told the football, but I told him, you know, put me a receiver and, you know, just let me run a couple of reps, just, you know, so that I feel, you know, got my abilities, that I feel, you know, a high active receiver when I wanted to be. Even though, you know, I was playing DB.
I love it. What was his reaction? Did you ever think he was going to bite on possibly letting you run some routes, or did you know that was just something he wasn't going to do?
Sometimes, you know, I thought he was going to, you know, mess around and do it one time, but most of the time he was just joking around with, you know, leading me on just, you know, I just keep you for us just stop asking him.
I love it. Once again, the standout Kentucky Wildcat, Brandon Echols, here on the C2P as we find out more about this young man as he makes his path towards that 2021 NFL draft. Obviously, a very exciting time for him as he makes his approach to April. For you, I asked all the guys to come on the program, Brandon. I mean, if we threw you in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts. What are those defensive backs, hallmark home run abilities that you think they're going to fall in love with that can help you get drafted?
My aggressiveness and the way my number one thing is the way I pursue to the ball, even when the ball isn't on my side of the field. Now, I'm always running to the ball, finding my way to you know, make sure that I'm around the ball at all times. And me just being as aggressive as I can be on the field, you know, and coming up and being like, they already have me as an underside corner, but I'm probably like one of the best tackling corners in this draft.
Yeah, fair enough. I agree. And I'll even shoot you a text of the photo in my notes prior to the show. I even have Run Sport DC effective, you know, like a effective run stopper. So at least we both identify that you're exquisitely good at the run. Now, this is your show. We want to give as much love for you out there as possible. What don't scouts know about you? I mean, you could be a team captain, film junkie, weight room warrior, community service. I mean, what else do these teams need to know? Maybe the defense you ran didn't allow you to do other things. What do these teams need to know about Brandon Echols that can help you get on that roster?
Well, they need to know that I can play any position on the field, if it's from corner to slot corner, nickel, safety, free safety, or strong. I can play any position on the field, and plus, on top of that, I'm real hard on myself when I'm at practice. So like, I like to approach practice like I'm approaching the games, and there's, you know, five times out of the week, every day that I'm, you know, that I approach practice that way.
Nice. I'm curious, Brandon. It's 3rd and 8. We need to convert on you to stay on the field. What's it like lining up against you? I mean, are you a trash talker? Are you kind of quiet? Kind of take us through what it's like lining up opposite of Brandon Echols.
Well, let me just start off by the game. I'm talking trash off the bat, you know, just to get me started. And at that point, I'm just trying to get in your head after I get comfortable with myself, you know, being in the game. And on third and 8. I should already be in your skin by now, because if it's a 3rd and 3 and out right off the bat, off the first drive, then, you know, now you got me hyped, now you got me pumped, and I'm going to stay on until, you know, you break.
I love it. Do you have, like, is there a staple saying that you tell most receivers or most offensive guys? Is there, like, one go-to that you usually deliver the most?
No, I don't really have a go-to saying. It's just whatever, you know, whatever, however I feel, whatever I got coming off the head. Like, I'm really just go with the flow type guy. Like, it just come off the dome with whatever I say. I do my study on receivers just to, you know, try to get a quick little background on them and see, you know, what I can do and say. I don't get too personal because, you know, at the end of the day, I respect that man. But then in the field, though, you know, I got to, you know, do what I got to do, you know, get in your head.
Fair enough. I'm just curious. Playing days. Who was one of the better trash talkers? Where you just had a fun Saturday afternoon because they were kind of giving it back to you as much as you were giving it to them. Anybody come to mind?
I would say. Let me see. Let me go through the team. I would say. Mississippi State. Yeah, I would give it to Mississippi State. Their whole receiving corps was on 10 the entire game, and that's both seasons. Yeah, both seasons they was on. I love playing against Mississippi State though.
I love it. Once again, Brandon Echols here on the C2P as we find out more about this young man as he makes his path to this next level. Fantastic stuff so far. I apologize. I mean, I don't know every defensive system in the nation, but, I mean, how are you best utilized for the Wildcats? I mean, on a Saturday afternoon, what was the primary you know, thing that your defensive staff, your DB coach wanted you to do?
Well, my first year at Kentucky, my junior year, when I was playing boundary corner, they wanted me to have all the one-on-one, you know, looks because I was the best fit for being in a one-on-one position. So my primary focus is, you know, take out that one-on-one look and, you know, try to move, make them move to the field so they won't, you know, target the boundary as much. And my senior year, I was used as a nickel and field corner. So they used me as a nickel, you know, on third down to, like, stop so we can have more speed and, you know, athletic DB on the field. So, you know, third down, you know, that's usually when teams go to the passing game.
Oh, that's excellent, man. Versatility and the feistiness, man. I love the versatility there, Brandon. Excellent. We're running out of minutes. We're almost towards the end of our program. But outside of the game of football, I mean, any other hobbies, any other passions that you just like to do and enjoy everyday life?
I mean, I like to, since being in Miami, I just realized that I like, you know, going to the beach and, you know, just taking walks and, you know, just looking out at the water. But my most favorite thing is, you know, looking at cars. I love cars. Like, I'm big on cars. Like, I just love them.
Ha ha. Oh, great. Well, I'm going to have a great question for you then. So we call three and out, before we let you go. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Now, you're going to make it into the NFL, and the sports and entertainment group who represent you are going to get you a marketing deal with the car company. Which car company you want to represent?
I want to represent Dodge. Yes, sir. I love Dodge.
Fair enough. See
Dodge,
that? So we
yeah,
already
Dodge,
got you.
Yeah, I'm just in love with Dodge, like Charger, Challenger, especially since they came out with the Hellcats and stuff. Like, I've just been in love from day one with them.
Excellent. I love it, man. How about this one? You were training at Bomarito's Performance. Pete Barbaruto and staff, those guys are fantastic. Tomorrow, if you're training and you could become the trainer, Brandon, which person of the staff do you want to train and put them through a little hell?
I'll put Pete through it just so he can see like what I go what he put us through every day. You know, but I mean but it's good work. Like he only wanted the best for us, but sometimes I just like I need a little break.
I love it. And then the final one before we let you go today, draft weekend, when that rolls around, I assume you're going to be with family and friends to celebrate your next football journey. But with that said, Brandon, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that special day?
Oh, I'll get a best cook to my dad, but my mom does most of the cooking. My dad just cook on the case, different occasions. But I like, you know, I want everybody, you know, be around me when my name is called to a team so we can all celebrate all in one, you know, and just, you know, celebrate my accomplishments and, you know, everybody being there for me.
Fair enough, man. Hey, great career and fabulous show. You brought such life. And again, on short notice, we appreciate you jumping on with us so we can share you with our audience. But hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by to C2P.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, Brandon Echols, the standout defensive back from the Kentucky Wildcats here on the show. If you want more of him, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests.
This has been a C2P exclusive.